USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests broke out across several cities as voters say foul in election counts. Dozens of angry supporters of President Trump converged on vote counting centers in Detroit and Phoenix Wednesday. Audio from Arizona's ABC 15. Stop the steal and count my vote, chanted the protesters, some armed with rifles and handguns. Representative Paul Gosar, an Arizona Republican, joined the crowd, declaring, "We're not going to let this election be stolen, period." Kosovo's president, Hasim Thaçi, a guerrilla leader during Kosovo's war for independence from Serbia in the late 1990s, resigned on Thursday and will face charges for war crimes and crimes against humanity at a special court based in The Hague. "We are freedom-loving people and not vengeful," the 52-year-old Thaçi said at a news conference in Pristina. That's Kosovo's capital. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The Oregon National Guard was called into the city of Portland after protests in the city turned violent Wednesday night. Local authorities declared a riot after groups of demonstrators destroyed property in the downtown section of the city. The county sheriff's office described it as widespread violence. A Fort Hood soldier has been arrested in the death of a woman at a Texas hotel last year. Officials say Corey Grafton was an active soldier assigned to the Texas base, and he was arrested Tuesday and is facing a murder charge in the death of Chelsea Cheatham, a 32-year-old who was found in June of 2019. Her death was later ruled a homicide. The Texas Ranger has applied DNA testing in the year-old case, the Texas Department of Public Safety said. Police had also gotten a statement from one of Grafton's co-workers that said he had confessed to the killing. Grafton is being held in lieu of $1 million bail Wednesday night. 4 months after he declared he was running for president, rapper Kanye West seems to have accepted that he's got no shot at winning. Kanye received 60,000 votes in 12 states. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Phoenix Raceway for the 2020 season finale. Sunday, the Final Four will battle for the chance to be the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series champion. Driver Denny Hamlin talks confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, you know, we've achieved our goal for the year. Our goal is to get to the Final Four. After that, it's all about circumstances. You have to have a fast car, and you have to have things fall your way if you want to be a champion. So, it's like I said, I agree with Kevin. It's a little different than it used to be, and so now it just comes down to one race. We've achieved our goal, 2 years in a row now making the Final Four. Hopefully we can finish this thing off. We obviously had a great Phoenix last year. Things were a lot different. You had a different aerodynamic package, but certainly I feel like when I go there that I'm going to roll off and hopefully have a race winner.
Driver Joey Logano is excited for his second championship race.
Yeah, of course we're excited. We're ready to go. This is a great opportunity. We were able to lock ourselves in a couple weeks ago and be able to breathe for a minute and get through these last couple of races. What a crazy race it was today for those guys trying to get their way in. So, glad we were able to keep some momentum up, get a good starting spot. I don't know where we're going to be for next week yet, but hopefully it's a good starting spot and we're able to fight our way and try to get our second championship.
Brad Keselowski and Chase Elliott are also in the Final Four Championship. Tune in Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.